right, welcome to Against the Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you with my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Darren the Parlay Kid, Brother Bri, and Harry. What is going on, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Happy 4th of July. I hope you had a safe and healthy 4th of July weekend. How about that Joey Chestnut? My God, goes in there. Is anyone more dominant at their sport? I guess you want to call it. But anyway, ESPN, the feed dropped out, but we'll trust them when they say Joey Chestnut ingested 76 hot dogs, went way over the over, right? What was Bri? What was it? 73 and a half?
73 and a half.
Over under?
Yep.
He came on against the odds. He said, you know what? Don't bet the under. The under is un-American. It's like, God damn it. Why should we ever doubt that guy again, Parlay Kid?
Well, you can doubt. I mean, it's 2 years in a row where I'm not really sure the official count, though. I mean, it's like, Chestnuts, I did 76. Okay, Joe. He said 76 it is. That's the winner. I feel like that's what's happened a couple years in a row here. I don't know how they're getting a real count on it. But it's good because I think we all had the over. So That's fantastic. I was watching the 30 for 30 the other night with Chestnut and Kobayashi. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even too long ago where like 50 was the standard for these guys. It's It's incredible. Like, what's the next level? Like, how many can you possibly eat? Is the goal to get 80? Then what? Like,
I don't know. I watched it with my wife, who was disgusted by it, and the kids, who like kind of liked it for like 2.5 minutes and then went back to their iPads or whatever. But yeah, it's all about the mechanics, right? Well, it's all about everything, right? Because you got these lean guys. The big fat guys never really win these things, right? I guess they could put together 35, 40 dogs, and that's the best. But it's the mechanics of shoving it in your mouth, being able to chew it, you know, just and that the biggest thing was knowing what's a burp and what's not. He said it on the interview. He's like, I have to know when to burp, because if it's not a burp, it's all over, right? It all comes up. But it's real remarkable how he does it. And it's not even close, Parlay Kid. Like, the highest is like 45. Well, I don't know who came in second. Someone with 45 or 50, Harry? I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, I mean, remember, plus the soaking of the buns and sucking those down too. Oh, disgusting. I couldn't even do that.
Stop it. Don't say that. We got to get you in there 1 week, 1 year, maybe next year. How many years do you have left?
That would be fantastic.
We got to get you in there.
Extra points. Can you sponsor people? Can you do that?
Yeah, I think we can get them in there. Well, you have to be. I think you have to win some kind of other contest. Yeah.
I would choke and die.
I think so. I think you have to be alive in a year from now to be able to.
That's right. That's what's going to be an issue.
That would help.
I did like the lemonade chugging thing. That wasn't so bad.
Now, that guy who won it, was
Badlands
he in
Booker?
Yeah, he was
Badlands Booker. He was then in the hot dog eating contest a minute later.
Yeah, I guess he knew
he was.
Yeah, he was. I guess he knew he was only going to get a certain amount of hot dogs. But the other kid he went against was just pouring basically the lemonade all over himself.
Yeah, he was lame. I could have done that. I could have done what that kid did.
About a gallon dribbled down his chin. I saw that. All right. Well, so we won with the with the hot dog eating contest. Good job by you, Joey Chestnut. Right now, it's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call Bet Aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bet ache. It's a bet ache. It's a bet ache.
You know, I'm not going to say anything because, at home, everything sounds like it just... Right, everything's perfect production-wise, but that from the second I said bed aches to the moment the song kicked in, mwah, nice job, Michael Cigola. Good job. I don't know. I've never heard it right up front. You won't be able to tell at home, but it was really, really good.
That's a first.
Really good. Really good. All right, let's do it. Let's go through it. All of our bet, not too bad this week. I asked you guys for bed aches every week, and I was like, well, I could talk about this. I could talk about that. I'll tell you what my bet aches were. Nothing really to brag about in a negative way. I had the Hawks in game 5 plus 10.5. They lost by 11. I had the Hawks plus 9.5 in game 6. They lost by 11 again or 10. I don't know. I think they also lost by 11 in game 6. Both of those are obviously adjusted lines. And both of them obviously in parlays that I won otherwise. And somehow I won like 2 soccer games. And the plus 10.5 loss in game 5 for me and plus 9.5 in game 6. Good job by you. Boy, there was not one close game. Actually, the first game was close, right? Game one was close. It was a three-point game. The Bucks lost. They were up by 7 with 2.5 minutes left. And then I get it, injuries and everything else, but you couldn't – how the hell are you supposed to pick these? We'll get into the NBA Finals in a minute, but damn it. Plus 10.5 in game five, plus 9.5 in game six. I lose by a bucket in both. All right, Harry, let's hear from you.
Yeah, like you said, Sal, nothing major this week, but because I what saved me, I had Mississippi State at plus 650 to win the College World Series, and then I had Chase Elliott on Sunday, which won two in the race. But on extra points, I owe you guys an apology. I am 0-7-1 in my last eight picks. Pretty bad.
Wow.
0-7-1.
Extrapoints.com, you haven't won in a week? Is that what you're telling us?
And I got fortunate last night to get an overtime shot on goal from Nicholas Suzuki, or else I would have went 0-8.
You needed that shot on goal, otherwise 0-8.
0-7-1 last eight. Pretty bad.
Well, you don't have to apologize, Harry. Just maybe remember this down the road, right, Parlay Kid? And don't brag as much when you go 3-8.
Listen, I'm bragging about losing, too.
Harry's not alone. Harry's not alone here. I think we can all say that the thing is, there wasn't a lot of betting. I think we just getting smashed this week.
Smashed, damn.
It wasn't even like... things weren't even close. Wasn't even really no heartbreaking losses. Just I think we're all been last three or four. I think I'm 0 for my last three or four on extra points as well.
Rough.
I was hoping Harry was alone. It's a lot more fun when Harry's alone. You didn't have to admit to that.
Basketball's been really tough, Darren. And if not for Tampa Bay, I mean, hockey's been brutal in the playoffs too. Well,
like we say, the part of the issue with basketball, with these lopsided games, it always affects the player props, too, in so many of these lopsided games. It's hard to hit the player props.
So true.
Bri, you had something. I guess it was early last week, right? You had a WNBA where players were cut, and something weird happened? What was it?
I gave that out as the best bet on Tuesday night. I had, who did I have? I had the Mystics.
Mystics
playing. They were playing the Connecticut Sun, and I found out right before the game started, they had six women players playing for the full game. There was like three injured, and they cut like four girls from the team.
How are they cutting girls in the middle of the season like this? It's crazy. Is that even your bet ache? I wasn't even sure.
That wasn't, that's incredible.
That wasn't my bet ache. Actually, my bet ache is the Italy-Belgium game. And now, I also gave that out for best bet on Thursday that lost Italy 1-2-1. But from a betting perspective, that game was so frustrating. Look, I totally appreciate the skill. You know, we're all not huge soccer fans, but we do bet on it a bunch. I do appreciate the skill level of these players. It really is amazing what they can do with the ball. But we need to start punishing the players with their fake injuries. Like, Sal, you sent out the tweet the other day, right, of the one player in Italy who wasn't even touched, went down, tried to draw a penalty right in the penalty area, which caused the Belgian players to like stop briefly for a second. Italy scores right after it. Guy gets up as if nothing happened. But the main reason I was pissed at that game is, you know, they're down 2-1 in that second half. And Italy was the better team, don't get me wrong. But there was a stretch where seriously, I think it was it was probably 23, 24 minutes of the game. They played about 4 or 5 minutes of actual game time. A guy gets up at one point in time. Yeah, it's like his hamstring. He's walking his hamstring. He goes down. They take out the stretcher. It's like 6 minutes later. But they just kept – the Italian players just kept going down and staying down just to waste the clock. It's brutal. I mean, it's really hard and frustrating to watch. But seriously, there was 4 or 5 minutes in about a 23, 24-minute span. And then to add to it, they only added 6 extra minutes of additional time. And I was going crazy, you know, because I was just frustrated.
Sure, losing
2-1. Yeah. But literally, there was hardly any play in that second half. And that was, to me, just so frustrating about the soccer game, especially when you're betting on it more so than anything.
Well, that's it. And that's why that Italian idiot that faked it there, he should go to jail. That should be the punishment. It shouldn't be like a red card, a yellow card. It's costing people money. He should go to jail for his theatrics. And by the way, his last name was Immobile. Did you see that? Immobile? Immobile. Are you kidding me?
Guys, what are you guys doing? You got to stop this soccer crap. You got to stop, know, Paul, guys.
It's almost done. It's almost done.
When was the last time you guys were like, guys, I won in soccer. I had a miraculous win in soccer today.
A miraculous win. Yeah. Like, a win is a miraculous win.
I'm in a bracket pool with a buddy. There's like 50 guys in it. I win it if Denmark wins it.
Oh man.
Do you guys really though, like, you're watching, obviously you have to bet. If you're not, if you guys aren't betting on it though, you're not watching it, correct?
No, yeah, of course not. No, so, and I'm trying to think what it equates to. I was trying to figure out. I might have said it on this podcast, but like, you're really betting against your team getting a red card, right? Like, you're like, okay, I just hope my team's not the team that gets the red card or touches the ball in the penalty area, because that's going to do it. It's like, if you had to bet basketball, like, if as long as it isn't a three-quarter court shot at the end of every quarter, I'll be okay. Right. That's what I'm like. And sure and shit, you get the red card. Like, oh boy, now I'm playing with 10, you know, I'm playing one guy down. And actually the team with the red card fought it off the last two, Harry.
Yeah.
Brazil had a red card, fought it off. And who did we need that didn't, some idiot team. I don't know who it was.
Yeah. That was good.
Paul, it will never convince you to bet.
Golf.
No,
we wanted you to jump on.
Maybe I'll pick a team just to root for, but there's so many soccer games, so many leagues. I can't keep track. I can't keep track of what's going on in the soccer world.
I don't know what I'm rooting for, because I want basketball and soccer to go away, which leaves us with nothing. What, Brian? Like baseball with pitchers are cheating?
I like that tweet. The tweet was going around yesterday. I don't know who it was, but it was the foosball table with all the guys.
Oh,
like,
they're lying all done. On
it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Exactly. That's what it's like.
Joel, jump in here. What do you have to say about the lack of good bets available?
Well, thankfully, I'm just betting on t-shirts at this point. So this is why I stick to that.
All right. I thought you said Harry could turn it around with something. But
He's got Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray is pitching later this week. Okay. We got Robbie Ray. It's all going to be fine.
Let's all just lean on Robbie Ray.
He screwed me on Sunday, too.
Yeah, I was gonna...
There you go. All right. So that's that. Bed Aches is brought to you by PropSwap. Let's hear the song again, Michael.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bed ache. It's a bed-ache. It's a bed-ache.
It's a bed-ache.
There you go. Like I was saying, Bed Aches brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Find the best odds on NBA championship and Stanley Cup futures. Not much longer when you buy directly from other bettors on PropSwap. It's time for another edition of the Extra Prop of the Week. All right, BetX was brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Find the best odds on NBA championship tickets when you buy directly from other bettors on PropSwap. And now it's time for another edition of the Extra Prop of the Week. Last week, at MH Foster, cashed a $400 Suns Western Conference ticket he won on Extra Prop back in May. Good job by you. This week's prop focuses on Game 2. Yes, Game 2 of the NBA Finals on Thursday night. What will be the number for Chris Middleton points scored plus DeAndre Ayton rebounds? Harry? Middleton points, DeAndre Ayton rebounds. You're not eligible. This is just an example.
I'm going to go 33. Okay.
That is low, right?
Yeah.
That's way low. I would think the average is, what would the average be?
I'm going to go 21
and 12. 38 or something. All right. 33. To enter, tweet us your guess at Extra Points Pod and at PropSwap with the hashtag Extra Prop, and you must be following both accounts to win. The winner will receive a $150 Phoenix Suns championship ticket courtesy of PropSwap. That's to win $150. Yes, go to PropSwap.com today or download the PropSwap app to find the best odds nationwide. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right. Well, NBA Finals. Now, first things first here. I don't care who wins these finals. I don't care who wins the game. On Tuesdays, I care about one thing, the race to 10. And Brother Bri has been spectacular for us. He's won 4 in a row. Mm. What we do is we pick a team. Not much to go by here. We used to have a little sample. We had 5 or 6 games to choose from. It's Suns. It's Bucks. The Suns are home. Game 1, Brother Bri, I think the Suns last I saw are -140 to score 10 points before the Bucks. The Bucks are +110. You have the floor, my friend. Make it 5 in a row. Who are we going with?
All right. We are going with, do you guys know? We're going to go with the Suns. Minus 140. I was I'm a little, you know, I get a little bit more nervous each time we do these things, but look, the Suns are 7-7. Not that these stats really, really matter, but they are 7-2 in their last 9 race to tens. They've gotten off.
Wow.
They've gotten off to fast starts, except they got killed in game 5 against the Clippers. But the Bucks, I will say, have been pretty good too. One thing I'm nervous about, well, two things I'm nervous about in this game is Suns have been off for a week. So this played into my mind a little bit. So they could be a little rusty. But the other is, I think this first 10 points really comes down to Holiday and if they can shut him down. I mean, if Holiday, like the last two games, just decides to drive to the basket, you know, we'll see how hard the Suns play defensively. But I'm going to say, let's not sweat it. Suns minus 140. This line, all right, this line isn't that bad. If it was higher, I'd probably go the other way, but minus 140 is still a little too low for me here. So we're going
like
with the Suns.
Yeah. Oh, Harry, you like that. So all right.
I think it's great.
Minus 140 isn't too bad for the favorite. Yeah.
We're not supposed to all like it. Then it's now we're definitely gonna lose. We have to inject a little doubt into this. All right, you know what? We're playing. We usually play for someone. We usually put it up to a trivia question. But our guy Chris H, who keeps stats, why? I have no idea, for all of our picks from the beginning of time. He's going to be playing for free here. We're going to put
Chris
on the line.
Nice. He's going to be pumped. He's going to be pumped. He'll be watching too with us. So I know that.
Good. So he's going to have to suffer through this. But it's the greatest bet in all of sports gambling right there. The race to 10. Brother Bri, 4 in a row. Like I said, he's got the hot hand. We're going Suns to score 10 points, minus 140 over the Bucks. This line of the regular game, I guess then they go off and they play the rest of the game. I don't know. I tune out. So once they hit 10. But anyway, for the line, the Suns are minus 6.5. And that's, I saw 5.5 and it went to 6. Now 6.5. 218 is the over-under. Do we have a word on Giannis yet? I mean, he's not definitely out yet, right? This is now almost 9 a.m. on the West Coast. He's out, Joel? Did that just come in?
I saw it was doubtful and out. But, if that's possible.
Doubtful and out. Spaghetti says doubtful. I don't know. You can never go. It does seem like it's day to day. All right. Well,
yeah.
They don't expect him to game one. I was thinking start playing the home games at least, right?
Yes.
If they go down 2-0, make it interesting. Play at home. I have no idea how serious this injury is. It looked pretty bad. So for me to say, what the hell do I care? I'll say, yeah, play, Giannis. We want to see good basketball. But I'm staying away from the game. I'm going first half, combined first half over 108. And I was looking back. The first halves for game one of the previous series, the Lakers Heat went 113. Golden State Toronto went 108. Golden State Cleveland 112. Golden State Cleveland 112. You have to go back to 2016 before you hit an under 108 in the first half. I know with, you know, Giannis out, you might think that, and like you said, Bri, the Suns had a week off. Might not see such dynamic shooting early on, but I think the defense is what's going to suffer early on. And that's why I'm taking first half over 108 between the Suns, Bucks. If you split that in half, you're getting a little bit of a deal there. 108. I think it's like a 56-54 type game, 58-55, somewhere in there at the end of the first half. But Brother Bri, more conventional pick. You like the Suns to get to 21st and you like them to cover.
Yeah, I'm all in for the Suns in this game. Yeah, so
or to 10. I don't know why I said 20.
Well, we'll take that too. But Suns minus 6.5. Look, you talked about it just before. We really haven't seen a lot of close games in these playoffs. 6 straight games decided by double digits. 8 of the last 9 playoff games decided by double digits. I was impressed with how well the Bucks played offensively without Giannis in game 5 and 6. But look, you know, they were going against, you know, Bogdanovich, who still could barely move. Huerter, Trae Young in game 6. Those guys couldn't guard anybody. Phoenix was one of the top home teams against the spread this year. They went 23-13 in the regular season. They're 5-3 in the playoffs. So, you know, I think they know too. They have to get off to a fast start in the series, even with, you know, not knowing if Giannis is coming back in game 2, game 3. So I think Paul has this team ready to win. And that they come out fast from the gate.
All right. Parlay Kid, we're dancing around this minus 6.5 number. We like them to get to 10 first. We like them, you know, you like them to win the first quarter. The Suns.
Yeah, let's go Suns minus 1.5 in the first quarter at minus 120. Just like Brian's saying, he basically gave you all the reasons, a lot of reasons for the Suns to get off to a fast start, combined with the fact that they're going to have very fresh legs. The Bucks might be a little weary, especially now on the road. I could see them getting off to a little bit of a cold start, and the Suns being motivated by their crowd, which I'm sure is going to be really riled up here to start this game. So I see the Suns. Look, we haven't been raced to 10 here. Okay. Last time I did this, I think last week I had the Hawks, right, Bri? And then I had Hawks to win the first quarter. It's a very similar bet. So we got the race to 10 with the Suns and to win the first quarter by a point and a half. They got to win by two for us to win this bet. But they get off to a fast start here. Bucks a little, their legs a little shot, maybe a little less time off. And they get beat here in the first.
All right. That's an interesting approach. So they race to 10. We celebrate, right? We high five, virtual high fives on Zoom. And then and then you continue watching the game.
It's great. It was great last week to do it that way. It was great. I think the Suns, I think they get off to a great start tonight.
All right. I count on you guys to let me know who actually wins the game. Harry, you are going to watch the full game because you have the under kind of going against me a little bit here, but you have under to an 18.5.
Yeah,
under 218 now, right?
Yeah, 218. Yeah. Look, maybe some early jitters, nerves. Phoenix, like I said, first playoff appearance in over a decade. Now they're in the finals, first time since 93. In the playoffs, the Suns plus two in games at home going under 218. Bucks plus two in games in the playoffs under on road games. And the Suns giving up just 101 a game. Last five and the
what
Clippers.
Do you mean plus two in games? Is that what you're saying?
Plus two, like two more games that gone under for the Bucks.
Wow.
And
introducing
the Suns,
a whole different language here. Well, so what is that? 3-1 or 2-0 or
that's like 7-5 on both for all. All right. Okay. So right. And the Suns giving up just 101 a game in the last five, and the Clippers with Kawhi might be a better team offensively than the Bucks are without Giannis, so under 218, 218 and a half.
All right, there you go. All right, let's go to player props. We're going to hit it all. We're going to hit the game, we're going to hit player props, and then we're going to make a pick for the series. Player props, hey, Brook Lopez, he had to be a stud in those last couple of games for the Bucks to win, but I think that's over. I think he takes a back seat here. I'm going under 4.5 rebounds, plus 240. That's an adjusted number, under 4.5 rebounds, plus 240. First three games against Atlanta, he had 2, 1, and 3 rebounds, right? Now he's fighting with Ayton down low. Thinking about that Atlanta series, Capella had to be hurt, right? I'm trying to figure why he was out. He was definitely hurt for a while. He would sit out full quarters. I think this is a kind of game Lopez plays. It was similar to the first three in Atlanta. Gets in foul trouble early. He's not the man. They kind of give up on the game early. And Lopez under 4.5 rebounds, plus 240. That's my adjusted number. All right, brother Bri, you're going. I like all the anti-Lopez props here, and you picked a good one too.
Yeah, I'm all over going against Lopez tonight. But I'm gonna go Ayton, DeAndre Ayton over Brook Lopez minus 120 for amount of points. Both guys are around. Their over unders are 15.5, 16.5 for points. But it's hard to know what you're getting with Brook. You know what type of Lopez you're getting. You know, without Giannis in Game 5 and 6, I mean, how many dunks did he have? I mean, it was kind of impressive seeing him. But most of that, again, was the Hawks just not being able to guard Holiday, which set him up for a ton of dunks. I think that's going to be different here. And don't forget, Ayton was really, really good defensively and offensively in these playoffs, especially defensively against Jokic. So as long as he doesn't have to help out a lot of other guys, I think Lopez is going to find it difficult to score. And yet I also see Paul getting Ayton a lot of easy looks in this one. So I think this is, you know, I might put a lot of money on this Ayton over Lopez.
Do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not? What do you got to lose?
Why not?
Do it. All right, Harry, you putting a lot of money on Bridges over 10.5 points? No.
No, but I do like it at minus 118. Out of the Phoenix starters, though, Bridges has been the least effective offensively of late. I expect that to change. Be a big part of the offense tonight. He averaged 18 versus Milwaukee in the regular season. He was 14-21 against them in both games, and he was actually 8 of 10 from 3-point range. So I think Bridges snaps out of his little funk and gets over 10.5 tonight.
All right, bring it all home, Parlay Kid.
Well, kind of like the same feeling with Lopez I have with Bobby Portis. Portis is basically even odds. He's minus 104. To go under 15.5 points. Mm-hmm. He's only eclipsed this number once in the playoffs, when in game five against the Hawks, he had 22. But as Brian has already made mention, one, that was a, you know, the game was in the friendly confines of his home arena. And obviously, he's getting more minutes now with Giannis being out. But that being said, Portis, when do we look at him as a guy who's averaging over 15? I mean, he's a role player. The length of Phoenix will give him more problems than, say, the defensive liabilities that the Hawks were going through late in that series. So I think he struggles to maybe even break double digits. I don't think he shoots the ball nearly as well as he did maybe the last couple games. I love this under 15.5 for Portis. And Brian made a great point. Maybe you take Lopez under his number, Portis under this number, and one of them is probably going, at least one of them's going under, and you root for both to go under.
Right. All right. I could see that. Yeah, we're pro Suns all over the place here, it looks like, at least for game one. But for the series, now it's Suns minus 195, Bucks plus 165. I think this number was 205 at one point. Let me make sure that this hasn't changed. Yeah, 195 and 165. You know, I look back at my futures. I actually have a couple hundred on the Bucks at 8-1 to win the whole thing. Now, I'm not patting myself on the back. I had probably about five other teams. I think I had terrible, like the Nets and the Mavericks and everybody else. But right now, I'm getting out of that, I think. I think I am. Although it'd be fun to root for them, but I think I'm going Suns here. And I like the Suns in six. Parlay Kid, I know you do too. Suns won 4-2 plus 470. They won in six against the Lakers.
Yeah.
They won in six against the Clippers. They clinched on the Nuggets court, right? So they, you know, they don't care about winning at home in front of the fans, Harry.
No.
They said Suns and four guy all can go business. To hell.
All business.
Right. They'll win. And I think it's a home and home series, right? I think they win their first two in Phoenix. They lose the next two. They win game five. And then somehow the game six, the home team is demoralized. Seems to be the case in all these series. And Phoenix wins 4-2 plus 470 right there. I still like Chris Paul for MVP. I think that's at plus 170. Parlay Kid, you agree, right?
I agree, Sal. I have the Suns to win in six at plus 470. I hit it with the Bucks at plus 400 over the Hawks. We're seeing that in these playoffs. Teams, you know, winning on the road court, kind of like in a closeout six game. We've seen it happen a couple times now here. I think the Suns are no different. You know, when they've just been the best team so far in these playoffs. I know we can look at, they've been very fortunate in a lot of injuries from the other teams they've played, and it's happening again here. But they're by far the healthiest team right now. But the Bucks are still a good enough team, even without Giannis, to get a game or two. I mean, and some might say that the Bucks played better, a little bit better without Giannis the last few games.
Yeah,
some could make a case for that. I'm not saying they're better without him, but they did play a better team game without Giannis. I think the Bucks are still good enough either way, with or without Giannis. They get two games and then see ya.
All right, Brian, this is boring. We all have the same thing. You have Suns. What are you going? You're doing taking it a different way in case they sweep or win in five. You're taking Suns minus 1.5 games in this
season. Yeah, I'm taking a minus 1.5. I think it's plus 114. Look, I know this isn't setting up good for us. I mean, this is just all Suns.
Well, but Harry's 0-7-1 on extra points, so we're looking good for whatever happens.
But I've been wrong. I think with any of these injuries, I've kind of been wrong. It's kind of screwed up some of my bets. But I'm guessing Giannis won't be back until game three if he does come back. I do think, you know, similar to what you were saying, Sal, I think the Suns win the first two at home. I think they get one of the road games though in game three or four, and then finish them off in game five. But I like getting the extra game here just in case. So I like the minus 1.5. So we can, you know, it could be Suns in 4, 5, or 6.
All right. Parlay Kid, by the way, congratulations. He did take the Bucks in six over the Hawks. Took a weird route to get there, but they did win in six.
That was a strange, what a weird series. It's been a very strange playoffs right now.
Especially this round. Bri said it, 8 out of last 9, or would you say double digits?
All blowouts.
Yeah. And Harry thinks the Suns all the way, right? Home, but you got to go to one of these games, Harry.
I'm working on it.
All right. After three, you like them to be up 3-0.
Yeah, and the money on that is +330. Phoenix is healthier. Prove they can win. They have the ability to win without Chris Paul. It's how good they are. They were 2-0 versus Milwaukee this season. 5-1 against the Bucks the last three years. You really know what you're getting with Booker, Ayton, and Paul. You're not always sure of what you're going to get from Middleton, Lopez, and Holiday. And I think defensively, the Suns is where, like I mentioned earlier, with going with the under, I think defensively they shut down Milwaukee from the outside, especially with Jay Crowder all over Middleton.
All right. And remember, all that really matters is the race to 10 Tuesday tonight. Brother Bri going with the Suns. Get to 10. I don't care if they get swept at this point. Just get to 10. And then we might only have one more after this. Right, guys? I think there's a...
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even think next week is a Tuesday. We'll have to figure that out. I get an email from FanDuel every morning updating me on their betting markets here. I should mention Suns to start the season were 49-1. To win the NBA title. At the All-Star break, they were 32-1. And then when the playoffs started, they were 21-1. And Harry, you know that because you were all over it on something that's not this podcast, but you did like them. And the Bucks were 6 to start the season, 750 at the All-Star break after the Nets loaded up, and then 750 when the playoffs started. So there you go. Largest single wager in the outright market at FanDuel is $52,100 on the Bucks at +480. James Harden was the top choice of FanDuel Sportsbook to win NBA Finals MVP award. That's interesting. Because, remember there was like, you could have got him for 40-1
odds. You
gave
that out, I think, too.
I did, yeah. I wish I hadn't. Chris Paul is now the most popular choice with 14% of the bet count at +170 for tonight. The spread, 63% at Phoenix. The percentage of the bets and the percentage of the money, 71% at Phoenix. All right. So are they the masses asses? I don't know. Maybe. And there's an odds boost. The Suns to lead at the end of every quarter versus the Bucks is went from +160 to +190. That's tough to pull off, but do it. You get a little break there with the odds boost, +160 to +190. And as you can see through all that, the NBA Finals finally here, and FanDuel Sportsbook has a championship offer you don't want to miss. Forget about that odds boost. You could do this. Listen, or you could do both. New users get 30-1 odds on either team, the Bucks or the Suns, to win their next game. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. My God, we would tell you to take the Suns, right? To win $150, 30-1 odds on basically, you're giving up -280 or whatever the money line is. FanDuel Sportsbook, there are more ways to win during the NBA Finals. When you win, you get your money a layup. Easy as 24 hours, it'll happen. Just sign up with promo code Against All Odds to bet the NBA Finals. 31 odds. Once again, that's promo code Against All Odds to unlock 30-1 odds on either team, the Bucks or Suns, to win the next game exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Hey, there's Tuesday ding. They do the $5 dinger, right? Spaghetti's been hot. I think he's won this 3 out of the last 5 Tuesdays. You pick any player to hit a home run, and what is it? You get 25 times? How's that work, Spaghetti?
Yep, that sounds about right to me. Tuesday dinger, $5 dinger. You get 25 times the odds. I've been...
Who do you like? I feel like you take Otani every week.
I was just going to say, and I joke about this with Dave before, -3 as well. I've given out some Red Sox, given out some Otani's picks. I've actually given out some Mets picks too. But tonight, if you're bored, anyone at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, you want to watch a pre-home run derby. I think the total's at 9.5 right now with Jameson Taillon for the Yankees playing against Justice Sheffield, who actually was a former Yankee, for the Mariners. I think there's going to be a lot of home runs hit in this game. And I'm honest, I gave out a guy in the Mariners, Mitch Haniger, who's by far their best power hitter. I think he's going to hit one. But I think for the Yankees side, Gary Sanchez already has a home run versus Justice Sheffield. He's been due. He's been one of the best players in the AL for the last 30 days. We have 8 home runs in that stretch. So when you're in names of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Jose Altuve, right now Sanchez is right with those guys for power numbers over the last month. So I really like the Kraken to go yard tonight versus the Mariners in a very, very high scoring game.
There you go. And Parley Kid, am I to believe this is now Tuesday morning and Aaron Boone still has a job?
It's not going anywhere, Sal. That's it.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, he's definitely not now, right?
Look, Maybe I haven't been vocal enough about it. Maybe, Sal.
That's maybe it. Yeah.
I asked for Garth Snow years ago. I asked for some changes with the Cleveland Browns that happened.
That's right. That's right.
They happened. I've been nice to Boone. I don't know. You know what, Sal? This isn't just a Boone problem. It's a team problem. But
oh yeah,
honestly, but it, the easiest thing to do is change the manager. I cannot believe they haven't done it. But Steinbrenner was on saying basically this is a player issue, not a coach issue. So he's not going anywhere.
I miss the old man Steinbrenner. Right? You win a pennant, it's a coin flip whether or not you come back the next year.
Absolutely. Right? Well, look, that's how it always was.
That was ridiculous too.
But it was two extremes. It's two extremes,
yeah.
But
yeah.
This is not. Look, the thing is, the Yankees are playing terrible baseball, and it's showing in the fundamental side of it too. So they're not well coached either. It's not just the style that they play. They make more outs on the bases than any other team in the major leagues, right? They don't advance. Yeah. They're the worst at the little things. Somebody's got to take blame for that. It's got to be the manager. It's time to make a change. If the Yankees had, the question is, had they lost the second game of the doubleheader the other night, would he be gone?
I don't think he would have been.
I still think he'd be here. It's ridiculous, but you can't find one Yankee fan that's in his corner right now, Sal. Not one.
Mets take 2 out of 3. Hey, when the Met fan reached over the wall.
That was a great catch.
And then a really good catch. It was a right call, ground rule double, because the left field didn't even look up for it, right?
So right, that's, yeah.
If he's looking up, it's another thing. Maybe you could speculate, but he's not even looking up. But the kid gets thrown out. Does he get to keep the ball?
It's funny, Sal. I was checking his glove to see,
like, as he's walking out. It didn't look like he had the ball in the glove, and it wasn't in his offhand either.
Well, if that's the case, then you're just throwing the ball back in the field, I guess. I don't know what.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what becomes of that ball?
But, Sal, great catch.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Nothing compared. It was a stupid catch. It was a stupid catch. So that kid was way over the wall.
Yeah.
It was stupid. There was no reason for him.
Yeah.
Right. No. But the guy with the baby. The greatest catch of all time. And people can say, oh, what kind of father is that? Listen.
The best. The best kind.
To me, I'm looking at it like, look, if he had dropped the baby, now we could maybe talk.
Right.
He didn't. He didn't. So you can't say somehow that baby. I mean, that baby was let go for it.
He fumbled it for a second.
Parley kid was more upset he was still holding the beer, I think, than
the beer, the baby. And do you know how hard it is to catch one of those balls with your bare hand?
Oh, I know. Like,
I don't know how people do it. Have you ever tried to catch one of those?
No, it comes at a weird angle, Harry. And there's all hands all around you.
Oh, yeah.
You've not caught one.
Yes, I have.
You picked it under your seat. That was it.
No, I caught. No, that was different. I did catch one at a spring training game against Colorado. It's a little easy popper, and I just got it. Yeah.
No easy poppers when they hit off a major league bat in the stands.
It was easy. I'm just telling you, it was. It wasn't that
did
high.
He flip you the ball? Did someone flip you the ball between innings? Like that's easy.
Caught it. Swear
and
to God.
And no hands around you. You got this.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not believing this.
Wait, who is there to witness it?
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody was there.
Like exactly nobody. He was
Colorado was playing Arizona spring training.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good catch by the father. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, you're all about the fundamentals, Parley kid. This makes you want to have more kids, doesn't it? Can I get a
redo on that? Try something
Darren,
like that.
I think so. One of our friends, our friend
Mark, was at a game at Shea Stadium back in the day, and somebody hit a foul ball up into the mid tier or the upper deck, but he dropped it. It wasn't that hard, but he dropped it, and the whole stadium was booing him. So great.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's an easy catch on a foul ball.
Our friend Frank, I remember I was probably like 13 years old. My father got a hold of these tickets at Yankee Stadium. It was right at the top of the net. So everybody in these luxury box, I don't know how my father pulled this off, but
yeah,
he
I know,
took me
the,
and he
right
took
at
Frank.
The net. Yeah, that's a
right
great
at
place.
The net, and then everybody yeah. gets a net
they
at
have
the top
like
of the
their
net.
Yeah, they have like their fishing
it.
Net.
And
yeah.
it was a slow roller up the net, and it went right underneath Frank's net, and it goes right back down the big net, and everyone in the place is booing Frank. And then he said something back to the fans, but nobody could hear. So it didn't yeah, I don't know how anyone catches a ball. Bri, you saw, I can't even high five a guy without falling three rows in front of me. All right, anyway, there you go. Mets take the series. The magic number is to clinch the NL East is 77. It seems like a lot, but it's not. Catch it all. ExtraPoints.com, our draft. One more thing about baseball. Bri, it looks like you're going to take this because Jim Cunningham, who used to work here, has... Who's he have? He has Vlad Guerrero.
Yeah.
He wins big bucks in our draft. What we did is we took 10 futures. So you could take LeBron to win MVP. You could take Ohtani to have the most home runs at the All-Star break. You could take Djokovic to win Wimbledon. All kinds of futures were up. There was Kentucky Derby bets out there. And Brother Bri is in first place, and he's fighting off a couple of these bets here, minus Tatis to have the most home runs at the All-Star break. He has 27. Jim Cunningham has Guerrero Jr. to have the most home runs at the All-Star break. He has 27. And Shohei Ohtani, my God, he's done it for you.
Thank
you. You don't have him, Brother Bri, but this is the guy you root for. What do we have like 5 days left, right?
Yeah, he's up four, right? He's up four with
yeah,
like
31-27. Yeah. It's over. It's all over. Now, there's some Euro Cup bets and there's some Wimbledon, like I said, but I don't think anyone's catching Brother Bri. Very sad. All right, let's go to the hockey. I didn't like it yesterday's result at all. Let me give you a little background here. I am in the driver's seat for Fox Bet Live year-long crown. Now, this is a long year. We went July 27th, which also happens to be the debut of this podcast network here. July 27th.
Wow.
To July 23rd, we're going to end up going with 1 week of betting off. Now, you guys bet every day on extrapoints.com, but this is like competitive betting against me, Todd Furman, and Clay Travis. And it was only 1 week off. And I need the Lightning to beat the Canadians just to win the Stanley Cup. And I'm in the driver's seat. Now, to say I'm in the driver's seat, I am standing on the hood of the car doing squat thrusts right now. That's what, if Tampa Bay beats Montreal, I'll have like a $1,300 lead on Todd Furman with about 12 days left. And I don't like that. I don't like the way that ended, guys. I really don't. I feel like the Canadians could be back in this. Tampa Bay. No, listen, they had a 4-minute power play, right? With 1 minute left in the third period, 3 minutes left in overtime. I think we're going to look back on that and like, what the hell? How did they not score? They had a dozen opportunities there. I think they had put like 6 shots on goal. I don't like it. For game 5, I'm going Canadians plus 184. Carey Price. Here's the thing with Carey Price. Is he red hot or is he a zigzag goalie? He went game 1 was 22 of 27, bad. Game 2, 20 of 23, pretty good. Game 3, 24 of 29, no good. Game 4, 32 of 34. So is he hot now or is he zagged back to a bad game where, you know, he saves like 24 of 29 again? I don't know. I'm taking the Canadians plus 184. I don't like it. I know you guys are in the other way. Parlay Kid, go ahead. You like the Lightning.
By the way, Harry just texted me saying, go Todd.
Yeah. You did really?
I did not.
I know he's rooting against me.
I did not.
Care.
Go
I would
Todd.
Never.
I'll send it to you guys later.
I would never. For Denmark, Harry. Go ahead. Go Todd.
Okay. Sal, I think you're just, this is an emotional hedge for you right now, I think.
It's, I don't know.
I get it. I get what you're doing here.
Every season you've said it's been crazy. Hockey, basketball, can't you see it?
No, Tampa.
Couple more overtime games.
This team. Well, here's when you worry after this game. If they don't win this game, Sal,
right,
then you can worry because it goes back. And then you know, then you're like, oh my God, they're going to force a game 7. Then you can worry. Right now, by all, in my opinion, and I think Harry definitely is on board with me with this too, is this could be a runaway game for Tampa. They were a little unfortunate yesterday. They hit some posts on a couple shots. When Tampa gets rolling, they're going to be rolling tomorrow. For some reason, this is a team they're going to be on their ice. Who was it? The mayor? Who was it of Tampa?
Yeah, it was
saying,
the mayor.
We hope you lose so you can win it here. Obviously, the players don't want that. When you have a chance to wrap it up, You do not want to play any longer. These guys want this to end. They right. want to. They want to get to it. They're going to. They're going to run away with this, Sal. So I'm basically taking Tampa to win in regulation -135. The game does not go over to overtime. Mm-hmm. -135. They win in regulation, Sal. I might not even that. This is going to be a blowout.
Really? Well,
this is going to be a blowout. I'm thinking they run away with this here, Tampa.
Wow.
A part of me almost wants to take them like +3.5 goals this week. Part of me wants to do that. I think this could be
-3.5. Yeah.
-3.5.
Harry's doing something somewhere, not as bold as -3.5. But Harry, I think I know your reasoning here. Montreal mm-hmm. gets off to a slow start, pulls the goalie like in the second period, and then it's goals galore for Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah, we're going to take Tampa Bay -2.5.
There we go.
At +228. Habs got their win, avoided being the first team to get swept in a final since during the Caps versus Detroit in 98. On Wednesday, yep. in front of a packed house, the Lightning will strike early and often. Tampa Bay last five home games, and they've outscored their opponents in those games 21-4 in that span. The two big guns for Tampa Bay get back at it in the scoring. And Kucherov hasn't scored in two of the last three games. And Braden Point, who's been unbelievable in this playoffs, hasn't scored in three straight games.
I think five games now, right?
I thought I saw three, but I don't know.
Scored a point, maybe?
I thought you meant a goal. Right. It's been five where he scored a goal.
Five for goal,
yeah.
And then three for a point. They both get two.
Did he get hurt yesterday? It looked like he was banged up on a shot.
So he took a shot from Hedman. Yeah. I wouldn't want to take a shot from Hedman, but he was back out there.
He's back out there. Yeah. They both scored 2 points on Wednesday, -2.5, 6-2 final.
Oh, man. All right, Bri, what are you saying here? Bri's not as confident.
No, I mean, I am. I thought they were going to sweep them. I was actually hoping for a sweep. I'm not, I don't know. I'm a little bored by probably the no crowd in Montreal in this series, but I'm going to go with, same logic here for the other guys, but I do like the Tampa Montreal game over 5.5 goals at +122. The over unders right now are 2-2 so far, but I do think Tampa comes out flying in game five. Both teams in game four just missed. I mean, they just barely missed some goals. You know, they're like Parley Kid was saying, there was a lot.
Tampa came out flying yesterday.
Yeah.
They wanted to end that game. I mean, I think they had the first like 7 or 8 shots on goal yesterday.
Yeah.
One point.
Yeah, they did. So,
is what I mean is Carey Price is good again. And it gets bad just for three more games.
Yeah, it's one of those things in hockey, right? I mean, like Parley Kid was saying, there's a lot of post hits. So this easily could have been a higher scoring game, mm-hmm. you know, than it was. Mm-hmm. But I do think they get a goal early like they do in most of these playoff games. They build on that lead. And I think Canadians late, you know, have to, you know, pull the goalie maybe with like 3 or 4 minutes left down two. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, then you start getting to 6, 7 goals in this game.
Well, that's the thing with this. In this type of game, you could get two empty netters in there, right?
Right. If Montreal, you know, if Montreal's they're down.
Good.
All right. Listen, I pray to the gambling gods that these guys are right, but I know myself and I know my luck, and I don't even know how the X's and O's match up for the rest of the series, but Canadians 13-1 to win the cup is not a bad bet now.
That's the thing. Sal, are you hedging it right now though?
I think I have to. In real life, I have to, because this is going to be a long summer, a long whatever. I don't know. I have a long rest of my life, I guess, if I lose this series. I mean, can you even imagine? I don't even want to think about it anymore. All right, guys, Sharp Tank, let's do it. You guys make your picks. I jump on one, and we all celebrate at the end. I don't remember how everyone did. We have UFC back, but we want to do this for the earlier part of the week. We'll be going over Poirier and McGregor on Thursday. Early part of the week, Sharp Tank, either today or tomorrow, Tuesday or Wednesday. Harry, start us off.
Okay, we had, Sal, you had gone, me and you had won two in a row. You jumped on both times. I did lose with the under. So let's bounce back here. We're going to take tomorrow, England, Harry Kane at +105, anytime goal scorer versus Denmark. He had two goals against Ukraine in the last match, scored in the match before that against Germany. Plus, if there's a penalty kick, England turns to Harry to take care of business. So Harry Kane +105 to score an anytime goal versus Denmark on Wednesday.
All right, now I got to figure out, is Harry just taking Harry Kane because his name is Harry, or does he really believe in this? I don't know.
Definitely taking it because
I mean, Harry Kane does seem to score every single. They had that Golden Boot award or something. He wasn't even in the top four. Mm. Well, now we won't have.
Well, didn't they say? I mean, he's had two back to back real good games, but before that, hadn't he like not scored in like forever or something? Like that?
I think so.
Finally, England's offense is opening up a little bit though too.
Well, I have England at +170 to win this whole thing. So, all right, I'll consider that. Parlay Kid, what are you going with?
Yeah, I've never known a guy named Harry to score a goal in soccer. It's never happened. So.
First time I ever touched.
Well, so you're not gonna like this. I'm staying. Yeah.
That's true. The catch, the fall ball catch. Maybe.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. Okay. Let's go over all the things that are true and not true.
True. Harry's rooting for Todd. True.
That is true.
I'm rooting for a new hairdo out of Todd.
Oh, jeez. Well, so look, I lost my sharp tanks have been dreadful. I think I had the Mets -1.5 with DeGrom on the mound last week.
Yep. Yeah.
They didn't even win the game, although DeGrom had a bad first inning, dominated the rest of the game.
Isn't it crazy? Like, that's better than just the average quality start. And it's like, that was a crap.
Sal, after the first inning, he was as good as he's ever been. I mean, he was
12 strikeouts? Yeah.
I mean, dominant after that inning. So, you know, whatever are you going to do about that? Yeah. So I'm sticking with the Tampa now. I have them in regulation, but now I'm a sharp tank. I'm going to go Tampa -1.5 at +130. Uh-huh. Or is it +135? It's one or the other. I'll make sure I get a correct number on that. But +130. Yeah. -1.5, +130. Tampa rolls here, Sal. You have nothing to worry about. You're going to be feeling really, really good very, very soon.
Good.
It'll be the summer of Sal. It'll be the summer of Sal.
Whoa, summer of Sal. I like it. All right. Yeah. You got me thinking. All right, Brother Bri. You got DeGrom, speaking of, staring right at you tonight. He's a -260 or -111 on the run and a half there.
I stared at that -1.5 for the best bet, but actually I think I lost the most money last week on that game. And the Mets tied that game up too, right? That DeGrom game. Yeah, that was bad for me. I'm going to go the Red Sox tonight, -116. I mean, geez, boy, have they been hot. I mean, they've won 10 of their last 11 games. I know Otani's on the mound. He got shelled the last game against the Yankees, even though they ended up somehow winning that game, which was crazy. But, Otani had been good prior to that. But I'm just going to say that this lineup here for the Red Sox is going to put up some runs. Eovaldi's been awesome the last two starts. He's only given up one run over the last, I think, 15 innings. I think four of his last six games, he's given up one run or less, something like that. So I just like, you never know with Otani, he'd get off to a bad start early. And the best part about when Otani pitches is if he comes out in the fifth or sixth, he's not batting again for the rest of the game. So
that's what made that Yankee loss, that Chapman meltdown, even crazier. Like you talked about, our friend Daniel had the live odds on that, but it yeah, you take the best hitter out of the lineup when he goes away.
Yep.
Yeah.
So -116 Red Sox.
And so they said he's eligible to pitch in the All Star.
They
game
said
he's too.
They
right?
said I guess it they makes sense. They already Madden already came out and said he is pitching. He's going to pitch in inning. So
that's going to be fun. How about this? I'm looking now at the standings. I thought the Red Sox and Giants are 44 games over .500 combined, obviously. That's insane, right? Those teams, they were supposed to be third place teams, fourth place teams.
What were the Giants just alone for the National League West?
I know. 26-12 at home. All right.
Well, the crazy thing is they're only up a half game on the division, which is...
Who? Oh, the Giants. The Giants. Yeah. Half game on the Dodgers. Now the Dodgers are flying.
Giants have been great. Yeah.
Since that no-hitter, they're like, 9-1, right? And Cubs are like going.
Yeah, Dodgers are 9-1. Yeah, since that's something, all right, I'll go with you, Bri. This Red Sox machine doesn't slow down, and maybe Otani is. What, Harry? I should go with Harry Kane. I already have him. I'm going Red Sox -116. Good old fashioned baseball. They beat up on everyone. 9 in the last 10. Run differential +64. They've been great. They've been really good. All right, hey, we want to Joel Solomon wanted to try something new here. What is this, Joel? This is called Harry in the Weeds. Explain this.
Well, whenever there's a big weed story or involving marijuana, I feel like our resident expert, Harry, should weigh in.
Okay, so now the big thing is this Olympic sprinter, right? Shikari Richardson. Am I saying that right? Shikari Richardson. Now fans are petitioning that she rejoins the Olympic team. She was ousted. She was banned, right? They're saying in a one-month ban for testing positive for THC. Harry, you're a big fan of marijuana. Let's hear your thoughts on the banning of Olympians in general. Or Shikari Richardson specifically.
Well, with Richardson, I was watching actually CNN the other day. They had a lawyer on discussing why this is happening to her and everything and explaining it. And she said straight up that it's one of those things that just marijuana isn't allowed. It isn't legal, but yet it does no enhancement whatsoever. So why not let it be legal? And that's what I say too.
Yeah, but this is not the CNN lawyer's corner. This is Harry's in the weeds corner.
Well, so backing her.
What does Dr. Fauci say? I don't care. I want to know what you say.
I say that it should be legal in terms of shouldn't be even tested for marijuana because it's not going to affect what you do on the field.
Okay. All right, Joel, what do we do? What do we do with that? Should we cut that out completely or do we let that go?
Well,
do we ever come back to that?
I think it needed a jingle. First and foremost, it needed a jingle. Right. And I should.
Let me get the rust off. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't help that Harry's high when he's delivering
never enhanced anything Harry's done.
Right. I mean, it's not Harry's living proof. It's not an enhancement. but at the same time, you have a list of banned substances, right?
Hey, listen, I'll smoke
it's
weed.
It's on the
Darren,
list. You know
Darren.
You can't do it.
Right.
You know you can't do it. No, look. If a baseball True. Player gets caught with a steroid. You know it's on the list. There's a list of substances you can't use. It's on it. You can't use it. You know, I'm anti-drug. But at the same time, at the same time, I'm really if they legalized it with that, I wouldn't care. If the Olympics decided that, I don't care.
Right.
So, but
Darren doesn't allow Gatorade to his players.
It's on the list of banned substances for that for the Olympics
in Vegas.
You gotta know, and she knows that. She knew it, right?
Yeah.
In Vegas,
I'm
Darren.
Sorry, it's
Darren,
terrible, but. Damn.
In Vegas, I'll smoke, Darren, and I'll take you on in a 3-point shooting contest.
Harry.
What are you talking about?
I don't
Where
know.
Where did that come from?
Just for the heck of it, because he says it doesn't enhance me. So let's see.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
It definitely doesn't enhance because when Harry was high, that went from catching a foul ball to catching a pop-up to just literally buying the ball at a concession stand.
Harry bought a ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Harry in the Weeds.
Did I mention I caught the
final
ball?
Final installment of Harry in the Weeds. Yeah.
Did I mention I caught the ball behind my back too?
No? I tweeted something like, I was trying to make a joke about like, well, everyone slow down with the performance enhancement thing, that it doesn't work. It's not a performance enhancer. And I post a picture of Ricky Williams and people are like, huh? What is this? Oh, is this racist? I'm like, no, he's one of the greatest running backs of all time. I'm saying that maybe it did enhance his performance, which was a joke. And now I have to explain my joke. But I blocked like a half a dozen people. I'm like, screw you, asshole. Really, enough of this. Really, people just looking to pounce and cancel and everything else.
I hope she gets to run. I hope she gets to run. Let her run. Find a way to do it. Let her run. But, you know, you got to be smarter than this. You got to be smarter.
That's fair,
Darren. If it's on a ban list, it's on a banned list. You can't do it.
Harry's going to check in with us and see what the rest of the CNN lawyers say. And then he'll be back. We'll figure this out.
If Ken was the lawyer for her, though, or he'd find, he would find,
yeah,
a, he would find,
he'd,
fi-
he'd find a way.
He'd find a way to get her off. Sure.
Yeah. He'd be staying at a courtside at the Olympics in a suite. hey, someone mentioned Gatorade. Did you see in the hot dog eating contest, some guys were dunking the buns in Gatorade?
Oh
my God. I don't know if it was, maybe they had, Yeah, maybe they had some kind of endorsement deal, but that just seems so much worse than anything.
It was the lemon lime too. Lemon lime zero.
Sticky flavors. Wow. Stickiest. All right. Let's end this here. Jeez. Joel, good point, bad point. I think you're going to have to take them both.
Oh, this is going to be tough. Well, like the Parlay Kid said, it's the summer of Sal. So you get my good point. Brooke Lopez under 4.5 rebounds. Brooke Lopez stays 6 feet away from the basket like Harry has to stay 6 feet away from Brittany Griner. He is floating around the 3-point line. He is just does not want to rebound. And for my bad point, Harry, I hate to do this to you, but the Suns plus two, I'm still trying to figure, do you need Suns plus two tickets? Suns per,
like the, I know that came, but, I know what you're saying, but I've not heard, I haven't really.
I thought
really
maybe you mean about. you have
in two home Suns? Games.
No, maybe you have two Suns plus two. I don't know.
Maybe one. Make
a number two at the Suns game. That's where it'll be. all right. There you go. Good point, bad point. We will be back Thursday, but check us on Race to 10. That's always, always exciting. We'll do it on Twitter. I'll tweet it out. And then we go live. Spaghetti has us up and running. What is that? About 6:10 Pacific time, good time. Spaghetti?
Everybody should be on this tonight. It's a great time. There's a perfect starting time for everybody. East Coast, West Coast.
There you go.
We should have at least a million people watching this with us tonight.
I would say, you know, that's a little low, but we'll shoot for a million. Yeah. Let's go a million. All right. That's another episode of Against All Odds. For Spaghetti, Meatballs, Babyface, Joel Solomon, the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping.
Go Suns. Na, 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 na.